You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.3 FM.
Welcome to a sunny Saturday of special programming on KNBA Radio, bringing you live reports from the Alaska Airlines Center and the NYO Games Alaska 2017. Support KNBA Radio with a donation. This is public radio. We'd love to have you support during this membership week. You can go to KNBA.org to make your donation today. We're going to head on down to the Alaska Airlines Center and check in with Frank Chiflook. What's happening, Frank?
So there was an event called the Crab Walk, which has happened, and the champion is Courtney Ingwall was the name from Teller, and we posted that on Facebook if you're interested in that. Right now, there's a lot of activity and a lot of enthusiasm for the one-foot high kick, as you can hear in the background. Looks like somebody's going for the third and final kick. They didn't quite make it yet. They missed the ball by kicking in front of it, which seems to happen quite a bit. I also have a coach from Gillingham, Coach Carl Clark. And, Carl, hey, so what's the vibe here? What do you think?
It's pretty nice down here. We're down here with the one-foot high kick, which is the most, I think, the most popular event here for NYO. So crowds are a little fuller than they have been the past 2 days. Everybody's anticipating the one-foot high kick and watching some athletes go up there and try and do their best.
So I know you're a coach here, and I was like, I think I'm related to this guy. He's from the same village. So look, that happens quite a bit here in Anchorage when there's an event. Any other sort of, like, unexpected family things, or?
Yeah, it's we have a, when you come down here to NYO, it's a lot of family that you have down here from extended into different villages. So you have relatives coming from all over, all the way up north from Barrow, all the way down to Dutch Harbor. And, you and I were sitting here right next to each other without even knowing it. And I didn't even know that you're Frank Abraham from Alegnagik, and told you that your dad, Your auntie Helen was the one that gave me my son's Yupik name down here. So it's, you know, you come down here and you meet everybody from across the state, and it's amazing on, you know, how big our state is, but how close we get together, especially when it comes to the traditional games down here.
So it definitely has that family feel. And, you know, when you're bringing students to the city, and you have, you're chaperoning them and as well. And have you felt the difference between NYO and other sports, or how that goes?
Yeah, so I'm also the girls basketball coach there in Gillingham, and so we have, it's a completely different vibe. You have, where you're in basketball or any other sport, you're out here to win and compete and win the games or win whatever, and then you're in, be a wrestling match, you're here to win your wrestling match. NYO is a little different. Yeah, you're here to win, but you're also here to help others do their personal best, and you're going to see a lot of athletes here today, especially in this 1 foot, that are going to come out and, you know, help another athlete. Well, if you do this a little bit different, you're going to get higher, and do even a little bit better. And so it's awesome to watch this type of morale for a competitive event.
And so the NYO 1 foot high kick is happening right now. A little later on, it'll be the seal hop. And we'll probably be checking in with some awards, award placements for the one foot high kick a little later on. But KNBA's live reporting from the 2017 NYO Games Alaska, supported by the Atlas Foundation, Crystal Bay Native Corporation, Donlin Gold, Soy Unlimited, and the Sirius Foundation. Lauren?
Thanks a lot, Frank. We'll check back in to the Alaska Airlines Center a little bit later inside the hour at 1:30.
KNBA celebrates the Native Youth Olympics. Learn more or join in at citci.org.
For thousands of years and countless generations, survival for Alaska Native people depended not only on individual strength, skill, and knowledge, but also on the ability to work together toward common goals. Traditional athletic contests and games help develop these and other critical skills to everyday life in the challenging Alaskan environment.
Picture a person who leaps off the ground as high as they can and kicks their foot as high as it can reach above their head, with one leg dangling below for balance. The one-foot high kick demands great flexibility and leg strength. From a standing or running start, athletes jump with both feet, kick a suspended ball with one foot, then land on the kicking foot without losing balance. They may hop several times on the kicking foot to regain balance. The ball is raised in increments of 4 inches after each round, and each athlete is allowed 3 attempts at each height. When all but 3 athletes have been eliminated, the ball is raised in 1-inch increments until there is a winner. In many cultures, the 1-foot high kick was used for signaling a successful hunt.
KNBA celebrates the Native Youth Olympics. Learn more or join in at CITCI.org. Support for this program provided by the Atwood Foundation, Crystal Bay Native Corporation, Donlin Gold, Doyon Limited, and the Siri Foundation.